Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly R/ am I the butthole, more like R/ I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code R/ at checkout. That's R/, R-S-L-A-S-H at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code R/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code R/. Welcome to R/ Am I the Devil, where a woman cheats on her husband who's dying of cancer and then tries to play the victim card. Our next Reddit post comes from R/ Relationship Advice. I'm a 42-year-old woman, and I've been with my husband, who's 45, for a decade. It was a cliche, corny love story. I used to see him at our local coffee shop, but never really gave him much attention. We were just passers-by who stopped at the same place. Until one day, we both had the same order and walked up to the counter reaching for it. From there, it was magic. We dated for 2 years, then eloped in our 3rd year. Like any other marriage, we've had our ups and downs, but came through stronger each time. Life was good up until a year ago when we learned that my husband has stage 3 cancer. He's been doing all these treatments even when it drains the life out of him, and while the disease has slowed, it's still progressing. Doctors have recommended hospice because at the rate that he's going, they think the treatment will kill him before his cancer does. I thought that I was handling it well until one day a coworker asked how I was doing, and I just broke down sobbing. I hadn't cried when I had to lift him off the bathroom floor every time after his chemo. I hadn't cried when he was hospitalized with pneumonia because of his weakened immune system. I hadn't cried when his doctors recommended that he kill himself. But that day, I did. And that was the start of my worst mistake. I confided in my coworker, a 39-year-old man, about the stress. And somewhere along the way, he became my stress relief. I shamefully started an affair that lasted until last week when my husband found out. I forgot to delete some texts and he read them. I could see the emptiness in his eyes. He never lost his will to fight after each bad prognosis, but finding out my betrayal drained him. His exact words were, "Well, I guess I have nothing left to fight for." He called his doctor and told him that he reconsidered his opinion on hospice. No matter how much I'm crying, begging, and pleading, my husband is gonna kill. No! My husband is gonna kill himself as his revenge? Yo! This woman cheated on her dying husband, and then his death she somehow makes about her? Yo, this. Okay. Alright. I was not expecting that line. Yep, this guy is literally just killing himself to make you feel guilty. That's why he's doing it. You piece of garbage. Oh my, oh man, this one. All right, okay. Man, that's repulsive. That is, okay. I don't even know what to say. This is disgusting behavior. This is multiple betrayals. Betraying the marriage by sleeping with someone else. Betraying your vows by abandoning him when he's literally dying. And then finally, making it all about yourself. Okay, I gotta move on. I can't talk about this lady.
Our next Reddit post comes from r/relationship advice, and OP deleted the post, but luckily someone in the comments saved the post. I accused my wife of cheating and asked for a paternity test for our 3 kids. I'm 33 and she's 29. Basically what the title says. My wife has brown hair, so dark that it looks black, blue eyes, and a skin tone that's a couple of shades darker than tan. I have black hair, dark brown eyes, and a skin tone a shade darker than my wife. We have 3 kids, 2 boys who's 6 and a little girl who's 3. None of them look like me or my wife. My boys have brown, reddish hair and hazel eyes. My girl is a dark blonde with light brown eyes. They're all on the lighter side when it comes to skin tone. I didn't think anything of it at first. Both me and my wife have some interesting heritage, but after the birth of my sons, my family kept bringing it up to me. They would point out their facial features all the time. Where does that chin come from? Look at those cheekbones. The boy stands as straight as a ruler. Who has hair like that? Things like that. I shut them down or ignored it all. I never paid any mind to them. Then, an old high school friend of my wife's was in town. He was only in town for a couple of days, so there wasn't really time for my wife to meet him for lunch or anything because we had a lot going on, so my wife invited him to our girl's 3rd birthday party. He wasn't at our wedding, and I never met him before this, even on previous visits. He was always just in and out. Then, there he was. This tall white man with dark blonde hair and hazel-colored eyes. He and my wife were obviously close. They hugged for a long time. The whole time he was there, he was wherever my wife was, and me and my family watched them. If she was putting more food out, he was there helping. If she was collecting stray plates and cups and trash, he was there giving a hand. The whole time he was there, they were laughing and talking. She introduced him to those who didn't know him, but it was obvious that he wasn't there to socialize. He just wanted to talk to her for the time that he was there. A couple of hours later, it was time for him to go. My wife walked him out. They had another long hug before he climbed into his Uber and left. My mother and sister were in my ear from the moment they laid eyes on him. I didn't want to hear their suspicions. I had plenty of my own rocking around in my head. I'll spare you all the gory details of my behavior in the weeks following my girl's birthday. I'll only say that I wasn't a pleasure to be around. My wife doesn't like drama or conflict. She likes to talk things out. That doesn't mean that she'll back away from conflict and avoid drama at any cost. Only that she prefers to work things out calmly. So, in the middle of picking an argument with her, I finally outright accused her of cheating, accused her of passing those kids off as mine, and I demanded a paternity test. I didn't expect her to come back at me as hot as she did. She said that she'd been waiting for the day that I threw that at her. She hadn't been blind or deaf to what my family had been saying for all these years, and to me allowing them to say it. But she had hoped that I had more trust in her than to listen to people that never approved of her. People who had nothing better to do with their lives but to talk BS about everyone else. I don't know why, but her saying those things pushed me over the edge. The argument grew and grew. I grabbed her by the upper arm so hard that I left bruises and I shook her. Her hand came up and slapped me across the face. The police were called. I was made to leave the house. I went to my parents. A couple of days later, I went home, but the locks had been changed and my wife wasn't answering the door or picking up her phone. The following week, she filed a petition for paternity of all my kids. 2 weeks later, the day after I was given confirmation that they were my kids, I received divorce papers. It's been months. I've tried calling her, I've reached out through Facebook, tried intermediaries, I've written letters. She refuses to engage. I've been told by her sister, who's been blocked by my wife, that she refuses to talk to anyone about me and is cutting out anyone who tries to bring me up. She doesn't care if they're family or friends. One word about me and she cuts them out, blocks them. Her parents are the go-between these days, and only about the kids. They bring the kids to me whenever I ask for them. My wife won't allow me at the house, not even to pick up or drop off the kids. Yet, she doesn't try to stop me from seeing them. Her mom told me she doesn't know if my wife will ever forgive me. She's deeply hurt and absolutely refuses to speak about me. I try to give them money for my kids every time I see them, but they refuse it, saying that my wife doesn't want my money. A mutual friend has told me that he thinks that I broke her. He and his wife help her with the kids sometimes, and he says the life has gone right out of her. I've leased an apartment a couple of blocks away from my wife and children, and I've gone very low contact with my own family. Not that I blame them for what I did, but it's hard to be around them right now. They continue to blame my wife for everything that's happened and take no accountability for any wrongdoings against her since my sons were born. My kids keep asking when I'm coming home and why my mom cries all the time. I don't know what to tell them. I'm not looking for advice on how to save my marriage. It's too late for that. There's no getting around the fact that I've destroyed my family. I miss my kids. I miss my wife. I wish I could take it all back, but I can't. I've lost her. The most telling thing about this entire story is that OP goes into this long paragraph explaining the suspicious, really weird behavior of the wife's friend, which honestly is what I would consider normal behavior. This guy comes to his friend's 3-year-old's birthday party where he doesn't know a soul, so of course he's gonna spend the entire time with the wife. Who else is he gonna talk to? He doesn't know anyone else there. And yeah, he's helping put out food and pick up plates because, well, you're not doing it, OP. He's just trying to be polite and help out his friend. And then you, instead of actually helping out your wife during your kid's birthday party, you're just sulking in the corner and getting jealous over completely normal behavior. I think that behavior is probably telling to like a larger sense of what this guy is like. Because he doesn't help out his wife, he doesn't talk to her in a normal, healthy way, he doesn't say, hey, this is making me uncomfortable, he just seethes, he just quietly builds up this anger and then lashes out at her, which results in this terrible fight. So, sounds like his wife is better off without him, honestly. Her friend was literally being a better husband than OP was. Also, it really pisses me off when bad people use passive voice to avoid accountability. For example, OP says, the police were called. Well, who called the cops? Did she call the cops because she was scared? Did you call the cops because you were angry at her? Did other people call the cops because you were arguing so loud? These things add important context. You can't just say, the police were called by some unknown party for some unknown reason. Nah, my guess is that she called the police because she was scared for her safety because you physically assaulted her. Our next Reddit post comes from r/relationship advice. I'm a 30-year-old man, and I'm starting to resent my wife, who's 30, for not being my ex. What steps should I take to rebuild our relationship? I've been with my wife, Erin, for 7 years, married for 5. We have a 2-year-old together. 2 years ago, I fell in love with the greatest woman ever, Diamond. I had never cheated on my wife before that, but what me and Diamond have is true love. Disclaimer, my wife is a kind soul, but we don't have that spark that we used to. I miss that spark, that intensity, and the passion that we had in the beginning of our relationship. I filed for divorce to be with Diamond, but for reasons unknown, Diamond got cold feet. My relationship with Diamond lasted 11 months. Afterwards, my wife and I got back together because the divorce wasn't official yet. Now, Erin, oh my god. Now, Erin is a great woman, but she's not Diamond. After getting back together with Erin, every little thing she does bothers me. The way she gets dressed to go to work, the way she makes my coffee, everything. Unfortunately, I began taking it out on her by starting arguments and being snappy. Erin is a great person and doesn't deserve that. I realized I needed to take a step back after what happened last night. My wife put the baby to sleep and said that she was going to shower and head to bed early. She asked if I wanted a snack or something before I go to bed. I said no. She said that she loves me and she kissed me on the cheek. I didn't say anything and she said, why don't you love me? I'm doing everything I can, but you, I don't know. I just told her point blank, you're not her. That hurt her a lot. She just went upstairs and when I joined her an hour later, she was still crying. She cried all night in the master bathroom, so I couldn't get any sleep. She stopped crying and went to bed, finally, at 3:30 a.m. I feel so effing terrible, and I want to do my part to rebuild our passion. Please help any way you can. Opie, you genuinely sound like one of the worst human beings I've ever read about. You're just mean, and for what reason? Because you're a cheater, but not a good enough cheater to actually land this woman that you're cheating with, so you're taking it out on your wife who's loyal to you? Like, what? Oh man, I just realized something. OP says, 2 years ago, I fell in love with the greatest woman ever, Diamond. But then he also has a 2-year-old. I totally missed that at the beginning. That means he started his affair right before the birth or right after the birth. So he's a special kind of scumbag. OP, I think your only solution here is to divorce your wife. Because clearly your relationship is damaged beyond repair. But also, show mercy on the poor woman. Why are you doing this to her?
Our next Reddit post comes from Deleted. I'm a sex offender who's abused and harassed every single day. The victim and I are still... What? The victim and I are still in a relationship? All right, okay. When I was 21, I was in love with a 13-year-old girl. I knew her since she was little and our families were close. We didn't expect to fall in love. It was weird and... Okay, it was weird and brotherly, but didn't really turn into a relationship until toward the end when she was almost 14. She wanted me to teach her about intercourse, and she said that she would do it with this messed up kid who did drugs instead of me if I didn't. The event itself was actually very mild. Well, the law got involved. Long story short, I got in trouble and I'm a sex offender for life. Our families, who were best friends, are now enemies. It is true that we did stuff underage, but nobody cared about the nuances of it, that I was the only one who was there for her, the one who would give her guidance, that she listened to, the only one who was a positive influence, while her father beat her and her mother was verbally abusive. No one cared that I told her over and over that we would have to wait to be in a relationship. Now, because of what I did, not one day passes where I'm not harassed, abused, and victimized. Even all these years later, word got out in my neighborhood last year when I moved into my house. I get graffiti at my house, signs planted everywhere to stay away, moms shielding their kids and pulling them into the grass when I'm anywhere near, and accusations of being a P-word. Last summer, a group of teenagers kidnapped me, threw me in their car, beat me up with baseball bats, and threw me out. And the police refused to come get me. I get threats of violence, and the cops told me that, well, maybe you shouldn't have been a rape. I'm tired of not having the most basic human rights because of the sex offender hysteria. I'm unable to have a relationship with anyone because they dump me as soon as they find out. I still talk to the girl every day. It's almost 10 years later, and we're very close. Because I'm stuck in my house all day and hiding from society, she's the only one who makes me feel grounded. I know, my God, I know that we belong together. I still love her and I want to be with her. We talk every day and video cam every single night. She talks to me all the time about getting married to me, but it's complicated. You see, I can't marry her. The memories bring me too much pain. Even though I know our love is right, it brings me too much shame because I know that I did something wrong. After being harassed so much, I'm reminded every day that I'm guilty and I did the wrong thing by taking advantage of her. People judge me, hurt me, beat me, and threaten to kill me. When the teenagers kidnapped me, I was terrified. They were talking about lighting me on fire, and I thought that was the end. The girl wants to be with me and tells me that every day, but she needs time to bring it up with her family and have them accept it. I could never face them. Right now, they would cut her off if they found out that we even talked together, let alone were in an online relationship. I wish I had the strength to leave this town, to get her and pick up where we started and start over together. But it's too complicated. I couldn't be with her without feeling like I'm a pervert. I couldn't face her family without feeling like I'm scum. I couldn't bring our families together in marriage because they're now mortal enemies. And she couldn't tell her family either because they would cut her off quickly. I know that we belong together, and one day it'll all work out. All I do every day is cry about the life together that I feel that we were robbed of. I want to be with her so much, and she wants to be with me, but for some reason we can't. Man, this whole post, this guy is clearly trying to get sympathy, but it's just not working. Man, you were 21 and she was 13. That's like freshly out of puberty. And if you didn't want to be treated like a sex offender, then maybe you shouldn't have done sex offender behavior, dude. I'm really surprised this guy wrote this entire post and thought, yeah, I'll post this to the internet. I'm sure lots of people will agree with me and defend my life choices. That was r/AmITheDevil. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.